I feel like we got a celebrity over here. We have been talking about the 2020 Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth for months now. And then the weekend finally came and went, and we have our unofficial winner right here on the air with us this morning. Scott Boehm, thank you so much for coming on this morning. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Thank you very much, Melissa. I feel great. Shocked. It's quite a surprise. It's great.
Okay, now, Scott, I'm going to tell you, like I told all my listeners, whoever won the tournament is supposed to split the money with me, just so you know that.
Oh, great. Okay, well, just, you know, give me your full name and address, and we'll send you a check, sure.
No, I'm totally kidding. What an incredible prize. What an incredible tournament. Now, first of all, I am going to ask you, because immediately, I called you yesterday, and you were in the midst of celebrating with your family. So, again, apologies to your family for interrupting, but I was with my husband. We were walking with my son, and he said, "Was that the winner?" I said, "Yeah, Scott, very nice man." And he goes, "So do you have to be an avid fisherman to be in the contest?" And I said, "No, technically not. So are you an avid fisherman, or is this something that you just like to do, or what would you define yourself as?"
I mean, honestly, I have not fished. It's got to be 10 to 12 years. I don't even really know much about fishing. I used to fish when I was young with my grandfather and my father. It's been many years. I just decided to take my two sons out for the day for some quality time and just enjoy the day. And this is an added bonus that I never in my life saw coming.
So I love that, because I'm going to now tell my husband that he and my son need to sign up, because you don't really need a lot of experience. You know, there are people who train for this, and we've had avid fishermen win before, and we've had people who just enjoy the sport, go out and win. And I think that's fantastic. Now, when you were reeling in your 15.99 pound bluefish, tell us about that. Take us to that moment. Did you know this was like a big guy when you got it on the line?
Well, when you first hook up on it, you really don't realize it. But as you're reeling, and it's such a strain, I actually had to go to a different side of the boat, because the bluefish travel as you're catching them. And it did get harder and harder to reel in. And the fact that it popped out of the water a couple of times, and I saw it, and I looked at it, I said, "Wow, that's pretty big." But I just kept fighting it, because they're really powerful fish. But But I was shocked when it came in. You know, we were just so surprised. So, but it was really very exciting.
I would
to
think
do
so.
It. And I was so happy to do it with my sons there. It was just such a memorable day.
Absolutely. So now, did you catch it Saturday or Sunday? Not that that matters, but I was just curious.
It was Saturday. It was actually Saturday morning, probably around 9:30 in the morning.
Wow. So, another thing that speaks to Scott's story, we had a lot of bait and tackle shops on kind of leading up to the event, Scott. And one of the things the bait and tackle shops told us was that you are bound to find your best bet to find the heaviest bluefish would actually be Saturday morning, because there was overcast and there was scattered rain in the forecast, which usually bluefish are more towards the surface. They're easier, not easier to catch, I shouldn't say that, but they're more abundant, I should say. The numbers are more abundant in the rain, which I did not know that. But hopefully we have more rain for future tournaments, because that's great.
Yes, that was just such a coincidence. And I think the water we were in, it was fairly deep. I think it was 100 or 200 feet deep where we were. But it was so exciting. I can't even believe it. And this is just so surreal to be part of a tournament and then be a winner. I just can't believe it.
We're talking to Scott Boehm this morning. He is the winner of the 2020 Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth. And Scott, this has been a big deal for WICC for many, many years. We have been a part of the tournament basically since it came about over 30 years ago. And something I love that you and I talked about off the mic was you did this with your sons. Now, is this something that you think your sons are going to want to continue the tradition? Are they going to want to do the tournament next year, you think?
Oh, this is for sure. We're definitely booking with the same boat. Without a doubt, we're going to be doing this every year. We really had such a great time, and now they're really hot to go and win. And I'm, of course, going to share my winnings with them, because I wouldn't have gone if it wasn't for having two great sons and wanting to do something with them.
That's so fantastic. And Scott, before I let you go, sort of this morning, what is it about fishing? I know you said you have a past history of fishing with relatives. What is it about, you know, even just this weekend or in general fishing that you love so much about it?
Well, when you go fishing, you're away from the craziness of traffic and being on the water. And it was still a pretty morning, even though it was overcast and cloudy. It was just beautiful to be out there, and you're away from land. It's just very calming to be on the water.
Mm-hmm. Calming until the almost 16-pound bluefish, you know, crosses your path.
Yes, that's true.
That's so true. Amazing. And when you pulled that guy out and you brought him into the boat, did you think to yourself, I have a shot at this, actually? This guy is a competitor.
Yes. Once I saw the fish compared to the other size blues that we had, we could tell, you know, even the captain said, wow, this is a tournament fish possibly. So it got a little exciting when he said that. But I never thought with all the, I know there's a lot of hardcore fishermen out there and guys who really go out there all day, all night. I never thought I had a shot at any placement. You know, I really thought they'd be bringing in 20 pounders, 21 pounds. So I couldn't believe it.
Well, Scott, you are the big winner, and we are so happy for you, your family. Love also the fact that this was a team effort, that this was you and your sons, and I just love everything about this. I think that you guys are truly what we want the tournament to look like going forward. This is what it's about, families coming out, a team effort, and then, hey, you get to walk away with some cash. I mean, the big win. That's so exciting. So congratulations to you guys.
Thank you again.